You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has passed an unwelcome new marker in the COVID-19 pandemic, recording more than 2 million coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. But while it took Australia 2 years to reach its first 1 million COVID cases, it's only taken the past 2 weeks to reach its second. That figure was reached on Thursday as the daily numbers came in. Tasmania reported 927 new COVID cases, South Australia recorded 11 deaths and 3,777 new cases. In the ACT, there were 892 new infections, which means new cases in the national capital have nearly halved in the past day, falling below 1,000 for the first time in more than a week. In Queensland, Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the state recorded 9 deaths and just over 16,000 new cases.
Today in Queensland, we're reporting 16,812 new COVID-19 cases. That includes 5,572 rapid antigen test positive results that are reported by individuals to Queensland Health.
In Victoria, there were 15 lives lost and 21,966 new infections. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Jeremy McAnulty says 25 people died with COVID-19 in the state in the past day, with that daily caseload including previous rapid antigen tests.
There were 30,825 positive tests notified to 8 p.m. last night in New South Wales. This includes 17,647 positive PCR tests and 13,178 positive rapid antigen tests. Of the positive rapid antigen tests, 11,034 are from the past 7 days.
Hospitalisations in that state have dropped for the first time in 5 weeks, down 82 from the previous day's figures. The last time the daily hospitalisations figure fell was December 13th, 2 days before the state lifted most restrictions. But even as hospitalisations fluctuate, there are ongoing concerns that medical staff across the country are exhausted and at breaking point. Nurses rallied outside Westmead Hospital in Sydney, saying they are working in unsustainable conditions with dangerously low levels of understaffing. Premier Dominic Perrottet, though, says the system is managing.
We deferred non-urgent elective surgery. We're working very closely with the private health system, just like we did during the Delta and Alpha outbreaks here in our state. And on our tracking here in New South Wales, in relation to hospitalisations and ICU presentations, we are currently tracking better than the best case scenario.
In some good news, the number of health workers in isolation has fallen slightly on last week's figures. Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jeroen Wymar, says there is a clear improvement in the numbers.
As at today, we have 3,900 health staff who are unable to work due to either being positive with COVID or caring for others in a household with COVID. But that number is pleasingly starting to come down. That was 4,500 yesterday. And the quarantine exemption arrangements that we've put in place with our health services and with other critical industries are now starting to give some relief to those critical workforces and to ensure that people who are able to return to work and stay at work safely can indeed do so.
The rules around who should be isolating and for how long was one of the topics discussed at National Cabinet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Cabinet has agreed the close contact rules should remain and the isolation period to be observed for positive cases should also stay at 7 days. His idea to bring in children to alleviate COVID-related workforce shortages in the transport sector, where the current minimum age for licences is 18, was also rejected.
I took the industry proposals that had come from our consultation in the transport sector for discussion at National Cabinet today. We agreed to proceed no further with the issue of 16-year-old forklift drivers. It's a matter raised with the industry. We had a good discussion about it today, and that is not something that we believe collectively that should be pursued at this time.
Meanwhile, focus remains on vaccination levels, especially as return to school dates come closer. Queensland and South Australia have already confirmed they will delay the opening of school until vaccination rates are higher. Other states seem determined to see classes begin on the scheduled first day of the new school year. This has led to some concern in the more populous states, given that in New South Wales alone, 4 in 5 primary school-aged children are still to receive their first dose. The numbers are slowly climbing, and in Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews has again emphasised the importance of vaccination.
I just want to be really clear with everybody. This is not 2 plus an optional extra. It's 3 doses in order to be protected against severe illness, as well as to minimise the likelihood of you getting the virus or giving the virus to someone else.
The focus on rapid rather than PCR testing also continues. But amid continuing rapid antigen test shortages, there have been ongoing allegations that orders from private companies have been requisitioned by the federal government. Labor's health spokesman Mark Butler accused the Morrison government on Twitter of commandeering 2 shipments with a total of 34,000 rapid tests from Queensland Rail. Health Minister Greg Hunt has rejected the reports out of hand, saying if any companies are telling their customers the government took their orders, they are lying.
No, we have not done that. We are not doing that. And I have asked my department overnight to refer any of these cases to the ACCC. It is simply false, misleading and untrue.
In the meantime, Queensland is taking matters into its own hands. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says Queensland wants to solve shortage issues by supporting Australian companies to manufacture rapid testing kits locally.
For most of the last 2 years, we've relied on PCR testing. But now, as you know, as we increasingly rely on rapid antigen tests, it is urgent that we get more rapid antigen tests approved and available in Australia. And if we can have them made here, then we avoid all of the import and competition issues associated with trying to get a product that is in demand right around the world.
As the states wait for their rapid antigen test orders to arrive, there is talk of a regular testing regime for students and staff when school goes back. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says a safe return at the end of January is possible, but it's up to the states to come up with testing resources.
That's a discussion which is being led by the states through National Cabinet in conjunction with the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. It's medical advice, and medical advice will work with the states on providing the confidence to parents and to students, and it would be up to the states to provide that supply.
Despite weeks of speculation that leaders would agree on a coordinated approach, Scott Morrison has confirmed after National Cabinet that return to school safety plans will be announced individually. It looks likely that each state will be going their own way. Deborah Grawk, SBS News. We'll be right back.